This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of us are shoveling snow, bundling up against the cold, and trying to stay off those icy roads. Weather's a challenge from coast to coast. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor on the snow from the Midwest to the East.
It's been a relatively cold week for much of the central and eastern U.S., and as this storm system moves through and brings the snow, it's just going to reinforce some of that cold air. Especially across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
Meteorologist Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service. Those in the Pacific Northwest could see more deadly ice. The president's son, Hunter Biden, has now agreed to testify privately before the House Oversight Committee. The AP said Donahue.
The committee now says an agreement has been reached. The deposition is set for February 28th. Republicans have been investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings for over a year in a so far futile effort to connect it to his father. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Biden's expected to sign that short-term spending bill Congress just sent him. It would avoid a partial government shutdown and fund federal agencies into March. A member of Israel's war cabinet says the only thing that can win the release of those hostages being held by Hamas is a ceasefire deal. The AP's Charles de Ledesma. With more on this.
The former army chief's comments broadcast on Israel's Channel 12 television station late Thursday were the latest sign of a growing rift among political and military leaders over the direction of Israel's war on Hamas. Across the Gaza Strip, Hamas militants are putting up stiff resistance. The conflict, now in its fourth month and showing no sign of ending, has also inflamed tensions across the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. forces hit those Houthi rebels again in Yemen on Thursday, though President Biden saying it has not stopped their attacks on shipping. This is AP News. The cold weather's effect on the homeless.
As bitter cold continues to grip a large swath of the United States, volunteers are out trying to help those still out in the cold. Multiple deaths have been linked to a storm system that blanketed the United States with snow, ice, and bitter cold temperatures. In Tennessee, Will Compton, who's an outreach specialist for Open Table Nashville, was out canvassing the city's downtown.
People who are poor and people who are homeless are getting hit the hardest. Branches of the public library have been closed, which is an essential day shelter.
62-year-old Aaron Robinson, who walks with a cane, caught a ride with Compton to a warming shelter.
It's all good, though, thank God for people that try to help people in the street, you know. That's a blessing, you know. That's a real blessing.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.